and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Episode 146. Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back. Am I speaking to myself or am I speaking to you guys? I think it's a little bit of both. Guys, it has been a journey getting back here. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for your ongoing support and also your patience. Guys, where have she been? Where did she go? Who is this? Well, for those who don't know, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, and I am here. We have so much to dig in. Today is the new moon in Taurus. Yes, officially, it will be the new moon in Taurus, which is tomorrow. But for those who don't know, usually we tend to harness this energy the day before, the day of, and the day after. This is when the energy is the most prominent for those who follow the moon phases. And why am I so excited about this particular new moon in Taurus, which is so fitting because Taurus vibes, we know, well, if you follow astrology, Taurus are really keen on their environment, their earth sign, really grounding. I personally really have an appreciation for Taurus energy. It's so much to learn from them, right? They're very sure-footed. They really love the finer things in life. It's hard to find a Taurus, Taurus sun, or even a Taurus moon, I would say. You come to their home and it's kind of like elegance. Not kind of. It's always something. They always have like a little something up their sleeves, in my humble opinion. You know what I mean? A little more. Like if you're going to get a drink, it's not going to just be ice cubes. They're going to give you ice, but it's going to be a sear, right? A circle of ice. I remember years ago, my cousin, he's a Taurus. I had the privilege of coming to his home, and he was preparing a drink for me, and that was one of the first times I received a drink with a sear in it, like literally a circle of ice. And it just was like, of course you would go the extra mile. But anyway, I say this all to say that it is the new moon in Taurus and I'm feeling better, guys. Yes. Yes, yes. Well, why am I feeling better? Well, let's just go right into it, right? Guys, I had and I am recuperating from an injury. Now, thank God it was a minor injury, but the pain did not feel minor. To make a long story short, you know, your girl's been going hard at the gym, lifting weights, and my back. Literally, it happened so fast. I went to pick up something and precision wasn't right, and I literally strained my back. So for the last couple of weeks, I've been literally on bed rest. I mean, like literally, like the pain, I wouldn't want this for my worst enemy. Like that pain was just crazy. But thank God I'm much, much better. We have moved from the bedroom, guys, to the living room. So as I record this particular podcast, I am sitting up in my living room space, which I am so, so, so grateful to be able to do. And dare I say, is the first day that I did not have to take a painkiller. Now, I didn't have to, thank God, I didn't have to take any prescribed medicine, but I would have to taken a leave, and that's still up, for grabs, but I would take one, like, just once a day, just to be able to function with the chronic, well, not chronic, but the pain that I was in for my back. I'm still, like, I would say that I'm heading towards the end of the healing process, not there completely, but I definitely am, I would say, 85 to 90% better than I was before. So that's big. And this is why we're here. This particular podcast is going to be about coping with what's in front of you and acceptance. And I just felt like when I looked at the moon phases, it's just so ironic how everything just came together today. I was having my morning coffee, and I usually like to light a little candle, pull a couple of cards, write in my journal, just like really check in with myself energy-wise and just see how things are progressing and what I notice in terms of where I'm at energetically and just the energies around me, right? And I'm not going to go into the cards that came out, but they were so profound that I just had to record today. Like, I was already checking in with myself, to be honest, saying, saying like, oh, am I up to recording a podcast, because I don't like missing out with these episodes. But at the same token, my platform, I have to come. I can only come to you guys and give you once my cup is full, right? I cannot give from an empty cup. It just wouldn't be authentic, and it definitely wouldn't be fair from you guys, because if my cup is not full, how can I give to anybody else? So that's what I've been doing these last couple of weeks. But going into acceptance and understanding where you are in your life. Now, I have definitely disclosed and said to you guys that I am going to be approaching the well, beautiful age of 50 and next month. And I just been on this gung-ho, straight up journey, which, if I have to be completely honest, I felt like it came, it started very, how can I say? It started very innocent, right? And it doesn't it always start like that for the most part, right? You start off type innocent, and then I felt like somewhere along the lines, it became a bit obsessive. I just got so into weightlifting and working out to the point where I just felt like my body, the amount of stress I was putting on myself, unbeknownst to me, because I still was taking my rest days. I would go to the gym 3 times a week. I would like rest, go just when I would heal again, go back, pound the pavement again, rest. And it was like it was a continuing situation as such. And I was doing really good, but there was a part towards the end where I started, looking back, right? Because when you're in it, you don't see none of these things, or I didn't. They became a part, it became towards the end, it was a part where I pushing myself way more than needed be. And it was just a learning situation. Now, I'm not saying I wanted to, but the truth of the matter is it could have happened either way in anywhere. But I feel like I made myself more susceptible to this particular injury because I was not listening to my body. I was not giving enough attention in the rest. I was not taking more time to heal after doing such vigorous workouts. Now, I refrain from doing the blame game because that doesn't get anybody anywhere, right? It doesn't help to blame yourself over things that has already happened. But I do believe in learning lessons. And one of the lessons I learned is that, you know, my body has changed. I am in a different stage of life. I'm not old, right? 50 is not old, but I'm not 25. And it's so crazy because when I was starting my fitness journey, I was listening to a lot of, you know, doing research and finding people that were doing similar things to what I was doing. And a lot of people, I'm going to put on my heating pad as I record this podcast. May as well do two things at once, right? So funny. And I'm just saying about balance, right? Well, this is a balance. This is self-care as well as creating. So if you hear anything, it's just me getting my heating pad together, because for those who are looking for any type of relief when it comes to joint pains, invest in a heating pad, because game changer. But anyway, guys, I wasn't listening. I wasn't taking enough time to heal. When you are towards the age of, let's just say 50, late 40s, you are in premenopausal, usually your body will store fat in your midsection. And usually that comes from the body being under a lot of stress. All the things that we were doing when we were before, I would say, you know, in your early 20s up to your late 30s, those things that used to work for you in terms of losing weight. Now, I wasn't on a weight loss journey because I'm genetically, like, naturally slim, but I did find that I was putting more weight in my midsection than I am used to. So I started getting on this, like, I'm working out, I was lifting weights because they said it's good for bone density, and it is, you know, creating lean muscle mass is a thing, because, you know, as you get older, you do lose your bone, you know, not, you don't lose your bones, but your bone densities tend to go down. So I got on this thing where I was like, oh, I'm, you know, basically turning back the hand of time, just to make a long story short. But in women, okay, I can only speak for women because I'm a woman. In the premenopausal stage, this can be towards your detriment. Now, I'm not talking about the lifting weights thing, but like the added on stress to your body. Basically, less is more, which was so hard for me to understand, because I'm saying to myself, why would less be more? I'm thinking, no, go. Let's not forget about the endorphins that was being released every time I was finished a workout. I felt so good. I felt more energy. I just felt so in control of what was going on with my body. And then this happened. And guess what else happened? My stomach went down. Now, one could say, oh, well, did you lose weight? I do feel like I lost some inches because of, you know, I still make it a point to get my protein early in the morning. I don't care if it's just peanut butter and toast. I don't care if it's added in protein powder into my pancakes or oatmeal, eggs, so forth. I do try to, that's one of the main areas, if nothing else, when I eat during the day, to make sure that I am getting adequate protein for the day, because that is extremely important, right? But what I have come to notice is that my stomach has went down so much. Now, one day I just realized it. I just noticed that my stomach went down, and I'm saying to myself, well, how is that possible? I'm not working out. I'm not, But what it is that I'm not putting the stress, the added stress on my body, so my body doesn't feel the need to store fat. It's like we are like kangaroos, you know what I mean? And rightfully so, because if you think about it, your body is trying to protect you, right? Your body is very, very smart in terms of what it needs. And sometimes we don't realize, we don't listen to our bodies. And now I have always been a person to really listen to my body and such. But in this case, I can say that I was not listening. And I'll be the first one to say, I just knew that going, you know, working out and lifting weights and doing all this other stuff was just working for me. And it was. I was putting on muscle mass. My arms got really nice and defined. I'm not saying that I didn't receive the benefits. I received a lot of benefits, but there comes a time where you have to fall back to, and that's when things started going downhill for me. So that happened. And the pain, we don't want to talk about it. It was really, it was a pain where I can't even explain. I have never been through something in that way before. Praise my last. And I just feel like everything happens for a reason, because at one point I was like texting my trainer talking about, oh, I'm going to, you know, I had a snafu and I'll be back in a week's time. Whoa. Being that I didn't realize the capacity of what was happening to me, I realized after a week, even after 2 weeks, what was really going on. And it was, nothing was going to fix this unless I surrendered, laid down, and just rest. And I, let me tell you, your girl got every single thing that would alleviate any type of pain. I even got this pillow, which is so funny. It's a pregnancy pillow, but it's also for side sleepers. I call him Benson, okay? Benson, aka pregnancy pillow, helped tremendously. I mean, I still sleep with it, but now I'm starting to feel like, okay, I still need it, but not the same way before, because I feel like there's still like this little crick like on the side of my upper, and I feel like it's more coming from the angle I was sleeping in last night rather than the pain that I was in. It did help. It's still helping. Also, the heating pad is something that I feel like I'm going to be using for a while, because it does release and helps your, just overall helps the circulation of your back. So, that's a win, right? But I was on the phone with my mom, God bless her, and you know, moms always have like the nicest things to say, or straightforward. My mom is very straightforward, but yet she's also delicate in terms of her delivery at times. Sorry, mom. Sorry, not sorry. But I just was like literally losing. I was like, how am I supposed to just sit here, lay here and not do anything for this duration of time while I heal? And basically she told me, you know, it's called acceptance. Accepting that where you are right now, accepting that it's going to take time for you to heal, accepting that this is your space right now, and acceptance is going to allow you to get through. Guys, that was, I want to say it was a hard thing for me to do, and what I realized, accepting wasn't the hardest. What was hard is not being in control. And the reason why, one of the reasons why I'm being so candid, because I know I'm not alone, you know, we tend to want to or feel that we are in control. We are in control of everything. And it's just so interesting because I was looking, I forgot, his name is Sheng Hong Li. I may be saying it wrong, but he is a Shaolin master, I think, in Europe. And he has a school. And I listened to him on YouTube. I came across his YouTube channel. And basically, he was saying that the only thing that you are in control is in yourself, in your mind. And this is something that you hear so many scholars across the board have said, you know, self-mastery is from within. But we tend to feel like, okay, if we go to school and get these masters, or we make this amount of money, or we acquire these things, or we go to the gym and we get our body to be in this particular physical shape, that we can literally be in control. But the truth of the matter is, to be in control is to let go of being in control. That is the true essence, my friends. And one of the hardest things, because, you know, we have an ego, something that's called an ego, where we really feel that at the end of the day, nothing moves or shakes unless we say it, right? And in some ways, that can be true, but life happens, right? And that's when we are presented with our mortality and presented with the inevitable is the inevitable. We have one door to leave this beautiful life existence. And I am coming, because I'm still a work in progress, guys. You know, I come to you guys and I share with what I'm learning, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I just am learning that the phase that I am in right now calls for more rest, more spending time with family, spending time with your pets. Yes, am I gonna stop going to the gym? No. Matter of fact, I can't. Well, I'm not gonna for a little while. Won't be there because, you know, even after I am recovered in my full recovery, then the next part would be to ease my way back into, you know, stretching and working out and going for walks and so forth and stuff like that. So that's the next step that I'm looking forward to, right? And none of these things are going away. But what I'm realizing and what I've come to realize and I'm still realizing is that there is so much more to life than just you got to do and you got to make it and you got to create it. And we go through life just on to the next. And these things are beautiful. These things are great. This is what makes the world go. By no means or shape or form am I saying to be idle and not to do anything with your life. But I will say this. Take time to take a breath. Hold space for yourself and allow yourself to stay still. And if you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this podcast, I am sure we share in some similarities, that may not be the easiest thing to do, but it is necessary. Guys, I love you so much. I really pray that each and every one of you are taking time just to give thanks for the commonwealth that you find yourself in any shape or form. Because if you don't have your health, nothing else matters. Health is wealth. Guys, I love you so much. Stay in peace, stay blessed, and stay in power. power. Peace.
Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.